Good afternoon. Today's regular meeting of the Shasta County Elections Commission is now called to order. It is Monday, July 15th, 2024, and it is 2 p.m. The commission will provide members of the public with a public comment open time period where the public may address the commission on any item not listed on the agenda that is within the subject matter jurisdiction of this commission. Members of the public may also comment on any item on the consent calendar or the regular calendar before or during the commission's consideration of that item. Commission action and discussion cannot be taken on non-agendized matters, but the commission may briefly respond to statements or questions. We encourage everyone to fill out a speaker request form and submit it to the clerk of the board. Forms are located at the back of the board chambers. The meeting will adjourn by 5 p.m. With that, we will begin with the invocation.
Please excuse the interruption. Approximately 10 minutes of this meeting was not recorded due to technical difficulties. The recording will now resume where the issue was resolved without further interruption. Thank you.
Come here and bash it. It's like if we didn't see what just happened on Saturday, that there's not a threat to exposing some of what happens with the elections. And this is getting deadly serious at this point. And so I'm grateful we have an election commission to look and evaluate, check, look at all the other problems. It's not just that the judge that listened to Dr. Hobbs' case just had an issue with the alpha drawing, but there's a multitude of other problems, massive other problems, and she's either appealed already or will be soon. So when people want to make it sound like they're tossed out, they're not fact-checking. They're not paying attention. They just want to have a rhetoric going. So I'm grateful that you all are doing this. You're not being paid for this. And I saw a little poster flyer, so in case this is being just audio recorded, Stephanie, I'm not sure, but I'm looking at next Monday, July 22nd at 2 p.m., there will be another meeting like this. So in closing, I would like to say that any appointee that I imagine will be brought up at the next board meeting, which I think is tomorrow morning, they have to have some basic reason to be on this committee. Otherwise, if they're openly telling you they think it's a waste and a joke and all they want to do is just cause trouble, why do you even want to participate? You're just telling us you're just going to take a dump on it. You see?
Speak to the board, please. I mean, the commission, please.
I'm just kind of speaking out to who's ever there. So that's where we're getting into. You can nominate whoever you want there, Tim Garman, supervisor, and then keep nominating and going down the list. I don't know if we'll ever get a really good moral, ethical person that knows there are some issues to look at, some very serious issues to look at. Your goals and purposes are well-defined, so thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, we have Bev.
Thank you. We very much need this commission. We need to get to where people trust our elections and that we don't have the things going on. As far as Laura's trial, it is an appeal, and how people can interpret things and believe it's fact is beyond me. We have too much of that going on, that people come up here, they say this is truth, and it's total bull. You know, we do need this commission, and we need to start putting out the truth and not just what, just because you think it doesn't make it so. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Rick H.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me here. This is awesome that you guys open up to the public so that we can speak our minds. I'd just like to say that we're very blessed to have come within 1 inch of losing our country yesterday, or a couple days ago, and but for God, right? Thank you. America will rise up in prayer, and we will be exposing all these lies that are told. All the lies are going to be coming out, and it's going to be getting exposed. And I really think people need to reflect on some decision-making time when it comes to the next election. And that's right. I'm talking about the next election because the guy that got his ear shot through is the leading person in the next election. And nobody seems to care about fixing things. Well, we need to fix some things. And some of these things that need fixed are We need to return to one-day voting. That's important. We need to return to traditional absentee ballots. We need to have paper precinct ballots only. We need to have paper poll pads, which we'll be getting to in the next time I come up here. We need to return to hand counting. It's at the precinct level. We need to do that out there before it ever even leaves where the ballot came in. We need to count it. The public does. And I really believe that we need to get a commission together that puts together what our plan is for the next election, because we have no plan. We're just, there's nobody willing to go in and set up for observation. And we're very close to the next election. So I think the commission needs to work on developing a plan. I think that's a really good idea. We need to, you know, the House passed voter ID requirements. That should be a big enough sign for making that a requirement of the we need ID. Cast and count all ballots at the county precinct. Like I said, that's important. Clean and clear out all the registration. What are we doing? How long have we known about this? Matter of fact, it just gets shuffled around from state to state. It's really odd. And how everybody's just not supposed to say anything about it? Well, I'm here saying something about it. We need to clear up the registrations because it's ridiculous. We need to start over. The entire country needs to start over from scratch and start requiring ID like the House passed. It's very important. Anyway, I think I said my piece. I'll come back up here for the other part.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
Anybody else for public comment?
Good afternoon, Board. Tim Saunders, District 2. Thank you for your efforts, and I'm here to ask you once again to direct the Board of Supervisors to firstly get rid of the electronic poll books. They have the authority to have paper poll books, clean them up as much as possible before November, and let's get an honest election. We need hand-counted dual custody paper ballots counted at the precinct where the precinct number is official, and a one, like when we were all kids, a one-day count where we know the election's at the end of the day. We also need observation. There's been talk of election judges. We need election judges. Has to happen. And there's also been discussion of that we can't hand count the votes, okay? But we can sort and we can audit. And that will help very much. And we can do 100% on it at the precinct with dual custody of paper ballots. And so I'm looking for an honest election, and that's what the people expect. So please recommend that to the board. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else for public comment? Okay, seeing none. We're on item C1, approve the minutes of the meetings held on April 22nd and June 14th as submitted. Do either of you have any comments about the minutes?
I didn't see any problem with them. I perused them.
Okay.
So.
All right. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes for April 22nd and that we pull out the June 14th minutes for discussion.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So I'm assuming we'll just move that to the first item on the regular agenda. Okay. So the June 14th minutes, on the first page right under ad hoc committee review, the sentence says the commission reviewed the list. And it should say, of existing.
And Chair Lund, that word means existing, but we can certainly change it if you'd like.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm ignorant, and that's fine. I will look that word up when I get somewhere to look it up. Okay. Regarding the first ad hoc committee and the revisions to it, members Lund and Gray review and investigate election issues. On page two, it doesn't have the new wording and quote. Well, let me look here real quick and see. Let me see something really quick. Okay, so the expiration date was removed in the list that you have for R4, but I just wanted to make, I mean, I thought it should have been noted, amended to, you know, do this and to remove the expiration date. I mean, it should have just stated that, right?
As amended, I just put the language that it was amended to.
Yeah,
so the first part.
It wasn't in quotes, so I wasn't sure, or italics, so I wasn't sure that was the wording.
Yeah, we tried to go down the path of what was removed and what wasn't, and it looked way more confusing than this way. So I went ahead and made the decision to do this instead. So how it reads as amended on the third bullet point, that is the new purpose to that ad hoc committee.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that. And then,
Madam Chairman,
yes.
As well, we had a discussion about removing rather than changing the dates. That would make it a standing committee rather than an ad hoc. So that's something that you'll probably have to ask staff to bring back.
Well, we don't have expiration dates on any of them.
I understand. And if they don't have an expiration date, they're a standing committee.
Right.
Which are subject to the Brown Act.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're saying every one of our ad hoc committees is subject to the Brown Act then?
Which is something, especially with the budget that you're running, that you don't want to do.
No.
So I would add an expiration date.
Well, to all of them?
Either an expiration date or a specific purpose that can be accomplished.
Okay. All right. So do we do that now?
No, it's a matter that you can ask staff to bring back.
Okay. All right. All right. Also, in that same wording for the new ad hoc committee, I just want to... it was brought to my attention that paper poll book pads are referred to as paper poll books, and electronic poll pads is the terminology for the...
Madam Chair,
yes.
We were talking about the minutes, and have we moved on from that to R2?
Nope, we're still on that same wording that we were just talking about.
Is it in the minutes?
So it says, review and investigate election issues, including but not limited to issues concerning poll pads. It should say electronic poll pads and paper poll books. That was the intent was
to distinguish,
to capture poll pads. And so, you know, we can all agree that poll pads, whether they're electronic or paper, are poll pads. But I'm just saying that the terminology, the proper terminology, is to refer to electronic poll pads and paper poll books. It's just for clarification.
To distinguish between the two.
That's the terminology used. Mm-hmm. So...
So, Council, I just ask that if we amend those minutes to include the words electronic poll pads and paper poll books, that would be considered clerical and something I can change without the vote of this commission.
As long as it's consistent with the discussion that was had here. If the discussion that was had here listed them as poll pads, then they're poll pads in those minutes.
Okay.
You
can't, well, the intent...
Hold on,
yeah.
Madam Chair. You
can't. That's fine.
So the minutes are reflective of exactly what you discussed, mm-hmm. not what you intended to discuss. So if in a recording you called them poll books and the minutes have them as poll pads, they could be changed. If in the minutes they were called poll pads, then for the... and it matches the recording, then they would stay that way in the minutes.
And Chair, I can confirm that I repeated this on the recording as poll pads.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, because I know I was using that language too. That's why I'm bringing it up for clarification.
Sure. So rather than changing the minutes on this, we could bring this back with the other item to discuss expiration dates on ad hoc committees, and I could recommend at that time that we amend that ad hoc committee to use that language that you just specified.
That's fine. The ad hoc committee is already working on this issue, and regardless of whether the wording is changed, if they're looking at poll pads and the recommendation is paper poll books, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's inconsequential, but I think it would be good to just correct it. Mm-hmm. So bringing it back would be great.
Bringing it back. Mm-hmm.
So for now, I'll leave the minutes as is.
Well, he said that you can't change it if that wasn't what was said. So
correct. So I'll leave them as is.
Bring it back, though.
No, the minutes can't change.
No.
If we bring
it back at the next meeting to change the wording of that ad hoc committee.
Correct. Yes. So for now, there's no change in the minutes because that's the item we're discussing.
Understood. That's good. Okay. On page 3, it says County Council Larmer stated that his office would research the legality of obtaining canceled voter rolls. And I don't know if this is the time to ask if that was done or...
No, we have had some discussions with the elections office. We haven't completed a memo for you.
Okay. All right, so that's all I have. So I guess there won't be any changes, so I'll make a motion that we approve the June 14th minutes.
I second.
I'm sorry, who seconded that?
Mark.
Thank you. Trying to get used to the voices.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, R2. Discuss and consider directing commissioners to draft new or revised recommendations to the Board of Supervisors concerning the use of paper poll pads and returned to, and again, it should be paper poll books, but we all know what we're talking about here, paper poll books and return to the commission at a later date for approval. So I have one speaker request for Bev.
Absolutely need to go to paper poll books. You know, our last primary, we had problems with the electronic poll pads. Then it was, like, handled differently from precinct to precinct. But we don't want anything that is programmable, can be hacked, or anything like that. We absolutely need to go to paper poll books. Okay?
Thank you. Anybody else for public comment?
Sure, I believe Rick wants to speak. We just haven't got a card, but okay. If you would be okay with him coming up.
All right. He was next. She just said he put in a card, and he's next. Rick, it's your turn.
Am I taking out a turn?
Yes. Yeah.
We fix the clock. Thank you. So that's interesting. We're going to fight over things like books and pads. I thought we were past the kindergarten age. This is ridiculous. We're kicking the can down the road. We've just been a whole month since the last meeting we've had here, and here we are again kicking the can, and we're not getting anywhere. And now we're going to start changing things again. The books. From here on out, let's call poll pads poll books officially. Let's make that official right here on out. The public just said it. I don't know what you guys got to do, but I've said it. There it goes. Let's quit using pads unless we're pottying our little doggies. This is really ridiculous. I'm really getting tired of the can getting kicked down the road because we can just kick it all the way into November. We can kick it all the way into next February. Why don't we? it's got all kinds of kick marks on it right now. Why don't we just keep on kicking it all the way up to Canada? Let them decide. I'm just getting tired of this. So while we're talking about the books, we need to do something about that. It's messed up. It's a complete shambles. And we need to go in there with paper. Regardless of what you're going to call it after that, it's not newspaper for the puppy. It's paper for the ballots and recording what's going on paper so that we have a recorded paper response. And we need to get rid of all the electronics, by the way. We don't need any more electronics because that's exactly how the cheat came. And it's legal for me to say this. It's completely legal for me to say this. It's 100% legal for me to say poll pads and mean poll books. I think that's a ridiculous thing, and that's exactly what it is. It's kicking the can another month down the road. And I just find that to be completely irresponsible of council to even bring that up. We should be able to fix that right here and right now, change it from pads to books without it being some ridiculous process that takes until next year, next November. Because that's exactly what I see. That's what Joe Public over here sees. Not Joe Biden. He doesn't see anything. Joe Public. Okay? That's what he sees.
Thank you. Anybody else for R2?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said you don't understand for our flag.
What would you call me?
I said
you guys, knock it off.
Understood. So I handed in
you guys, Christian, can you please take your turn at speaking?
Yeah, if I get my time back.
Can you give him his time back, please? Just and then stop.
So, yeah, thank you. I had handed in a request for this item, and I appreciate
it. We have a request for item R5.
I'm sorry?
We have a request for item R5.
You know what? No, I have one for him for R1, and I called him for public comment instead, so I apologize for that.
I would encourage the commission to please put my time back up on the clock.
Oh, no. This is R2, though. We're on R2. I do not have one for R2.
Sir, it's your time to speak. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you.
I would encourage the commission before you once again advocate for something that may or indeed is illegal to get it fully vetted. And by the way, Chair, I did talk to the CEO's office, and yeah, your budget was $70,000. And I don't know if you've spent it all, but you have an occurring budget on top of that. So why I'm really concerned about this is this, Chair, we continue to hear advocation of illegal activity. And it's arguable whether that's under your jurisdiction or not. I mean, quite frankly. We certainly know Joe Biden isn't under your jurisdiction, or voting machines, or on and on and
Mr.
on.
Mr. Garner.
On. That's been
Mr.
taken
Garner.
Care of.
Yeah. This is not open public comment. This is
related to
poll pads.
So when we're going back to poll pads or books, we need to make sure it's properly vetted before this commission wastes any more time and money on ideas that will be thrown out by the Secretary of State.
Thank you. Anybody else for R2? Okay, seeing none, bring it back to the commission. I put this on the agenda because we already sent a recommendation to the board saying paper poll books should be used at the precincts for transparency, election security, and to maintain local control over Shasta County voter rolls. But after the March 5th, and that was prior to the March 5th election, so after the March 5th election and my own personal observations of use of the electronic poll pads, I have some very grave concerns that I wanted the commission to discuss. A lot of them were not working. Some of them that were working, the people were not well enough trained to make them function properly. And it was a disaster. The whole thing was a disaster. And what I saw was people using the street roster when they couldn't use the electronic poll book pad. But then half of the information was on the street roster, and then half of the information, you know, when they got it up and running, was on the electronic poll pad. The whole thing was a disaster. I've also done some research, and, you know, those things are connected to the internet. And the whole thing is, in my mind, is just bad and doesn't create security for our election system. We need to make sure that at the precincts they have paper poll books that are completely filled out, so we have an actual physical copy of a record of who voted at that precinct. That's the only way that we're going to be assured that we have an absolute, you know, copy, hard copy of what transpired there. So that's what I think about it. So do you guys have any comments?
When I voted, I walked into the...
maybe you can speak into the thing.
I walked into the Cottonwood precinct there, and the ladies just told me to put my ballots in the box, and I didn't sign anything. I didn't have anybody approach me about that at all. So I never knew about the poll pads until I started studying this. So just my observation.
And my experience on election day on March 5th is went in. It was a stormy day, I remember that, and a lot of people were in the location at the polling place and a little bit distracted seeing people I hadn't seen in a while. And one of the poll workers offered me the electronic poll pad, which I didn't understand what it was because it was kind of large. And they said, well, would you go ahead and just sign in here? And I didn't even think about what I was doing. It was meant to verify my signature, and that certainly wasn't my signature. I just kind of scribbled something on there and thought about it days later, thinking, if that was meant to verify who I was by signature, I need to go in and check. So I went onto the website and checked to see if that was even accepted and approved, and it was. So going backwards in this and understanding that that wasn't my signature and that it still went through made me question the validity of the electronic poll pads and that we can't trust them. So to return to paper poll books would make more sense to have a paper trail, because even in a storm or something going out with the internet, you know, things can change. So that was just my personal experience. I know there's been others that have mentioned, but to know that I could not verify or be verified by what I signed on that electronic poll pad.
All right. This was just a discussion item. We already have an ad hoc committee working on this, mm-hmm. but I just wanted to have some discussion about it and allow the public to comment if they had any comments about it. That's the end of that issue for today.
Okay.
So receive R3, receive commissioner reports.
Chair.
Yes.
Sorry, before we move on, could we get clarification from the commission if they're going to be bringing back an item, or if staff need to agendize an item as it relates to R2, or are we going to pause and potentially handle that at a later date?
We already have an ad hoc committee that's working on this issue. So, yes, it will be brought back.
Okay, so we'll work with you on that. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, receive commissioner reports. Commissioner Plum?
Yes. I was so grateful to be able to reflect back on what's happened recently and then also at the beginning stages of taking this seat. And I would say that I did meet with Joanna Franciscat on April 26th with the purpose of being able to build support and bridges with her and communication going forward. So We did meet at the admin building over here on Court Street, and based on the bylaws of what's stated that we are allowed to do as commissioners, my hope was to get just a simple tour of both locations to be able to understand the square footage and the usage of the buildings of both of them. And then I asked her how many employees, and she said 21. But at the time, I met with her in a front building, and when I asked for a tour, she declined me. She says, "You can't go past this desk." And I didn't realize until later that the bylaws in Article 2, Section 1.1E would be the tour and observe election department registrar of voters and facilities during, before, and after an election period as authorized by state law. So that's something that is available to us. And so with my attempt, again, to be able to build communication and support with Joanna, I asked again in person, and we discussed the ROV replacement and all that was happening during the month of May, of course. And so with the opportunity, we didn't have a quorum, and then Commissioner Hansen came on board on June 11th, and so a phone call was made to the election office to see if I could schedule a tour for the both of us to go, because, you know, being able to honor the Brown Act, not violate in any way, that we'd be able to go down and just take a simple tour, not take it very much time. And so that was on July 1st. I also made a phone call and asked if we could schedule. And I got a call back from Sky, who said that Joanna was the only person that could give a tour of either office, and that she was on vacation that week, and then she would be on at a conference the following week. And she wouldn't be available until today, July 15th. So that was 2 weeks ago. So with that, I went ahead and scheduled an appointment with the former election clerk, Registrar of Voters. Does anyone know who that would be? It's prior to Kathy Allen, Darlene Allen. And her name is Ann Reed. And so her and I met together publicly, and my purpose was to gain wisdom from her on how things were done during her tenure here, which it was 45 years that she worked at the election office. She started in high school, and she had a wealth of information and experience, and we agreed that going back to the way things used to be would make more sense. Not to say that she wasn't opposed to how things are being done with Kathy Darling and their friends, and that's all good, but this was important for us to be able to have discussion about how things have been done in the past and what were the chances of it done similar to that going forward. So with that meeting, I was encouraged to go ahead and communicate again to the office and see if it was possible to meet. So when Sky had called me back and told me it wasn't possible, I went down to the election office last Friday, which was July 12th, and I actually went to the county clerk, to get a copy of the agenda, and because I knew that it had just been posted, and I was told we got to meet Marcy. She's our new assistant there in the clerk office, and I was told by Kristen that our budget wouldn't provide a copy for me. So I don't know if that's 17 cents or more for a copy of four pages. But anyway, I said, well, I'm the commissioner. Could I just maybe get a copy of the agenda so I can read over the weekend? So she mentioned that she had emailed it to me, which she had, and so was able to print something. But going forward, I just want to make things streamlined easier so we can communicate together and gather information easily from these departments. And so with that, the last thing I will say is that the good thing after I went to the clerk of the board, I went downstairs to the ROV office, and I walked in. I saw Aaron, who is at the front desk there, and I asked him if Mr. Toller was available for just a couple minutes, and he checked to see. And Mr. Toller, because Joanna was out of the office all week, he was studying a lot and preparing what he needed to with policies and procedures, and we were able to meet together and have discussion about policies and procedures and going forward, and it was very helpful. But I did get kind of a mini tour of the office, being able to get back to his location. So good things with those efforts, and that's all I want to report at this time.
Thank you.
So I've been meeting with Plum and Lund on separate occasions. So we've discussed a lot of the ad hoc committee things that we're doing, and I have just been looking at what I can from the ROV office, their procedures, their policies, whatever they have posted and things like that. And I have also helped to start, and we'll receive that committee report, but I've also started some of the assignments that I have. So that's what I have to say right now.
Thank you. I met with Mr. Toller for a while and just discussed, you know, some of the things that the commission is working on, and some he's going to be here at our meeting next week to discuss those things publicly here with us and with the public. And but it was a good meeting, and he, you know, we talked about some of the things that he's identified as things that he will be working on prior to the election. Things like, you know, trying to clean up the voter rolls as best as possible and securing ballots, chain of custody issues, you know, the containers, you know, if anybody's been to a precinct and they see those folding containers that they put little clips on that you could lift up probably about that far, you know, just things like that, just simple things that can be done before the election to help secure things. excuse me, that's not the extent of what we discussed, but, you know, that's just an example. There's little things that are easy to fix that he's more than willing to work on, and we can talk more about that next week. That's all I have to report. And so now we're on to R4, receive ad hoc committee reports. Does anybody want to say anything? Otherwise, I have something I'll say.
Go ahead. Well, I started with the a draft letter to the Secretary of State. So that's what I've been working on, and also looking at the issues of the elections. So I'm on the trail.
Yeah, so Commissioner Hansen provided me with a draft letter to the Secretary of State. We were going to ask the Secretary of State if they could provide us with canceled voter rolls that we were denied by our last ROV. And since that time in my discussion with Mr. Toller, we agreed that we should send that letter to him, start with him. So we're going to modify that letter to be a request of him to provide us with the canceled voter rolls. And he will look into whether or not he can do that. And so it'll just be a request to him that we will bring back to the commission for approval.
I just have a comment on the ad hoc, what we're trying to pursue as far as gathering information about chain of custody of ballots. And the large window that is provided for receiving ballots to the office, which begins 29 days prior to Election Day and then continues 27 days after Election Day. So with a large window of 2 months, as you can imagine, there can be a lot that can occur. So, and with the different sources that we receive ballot registrations from, California Online Voter Registration, paper registration forms, of course, and then NVRA agencies, DMV, the EDD, CDPH, and CDCR. This is from the information that Joanna Franceschett had shared a couple months ago as far as the process of gathering registration and then allowing voter drop boxes to be used. Now, currently, I believe we have 16, and with that, hoping to reduce the broadness of that and bring it down to the minimal amount of maybe 4 that we can observe, have cameras on. And then what happens when these ballots come to the actual office themselves, whether they come through the post office or drop boxes? What is the process? And we're still researching, trying to get into the building and get a tour and understand the actual process. What is the extended life of a ballot from beginning to end, and understand where the break in chain of custody may occur? So with that will continue on until we get a determination and then a proper remedy that will be able to solve that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else that you wanted to report? Anything else you wanted to report right now? Okay. All right. Moving on to R5. Discuss the following. One, recommendations commissioners may prepare for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors consideration and direct two or few. Number two, direct two or fewer commissioners to draft recommendations for the commission to consider approving to send to the board. So I'm not sure why this says no vote, Stephanie.
Chair, I'll defer to Mr. Brito.
Chair, following conversations with council about this item specifically, the language in this item is not specific enough to meet the requirements of the Brown Act. So if it were to include something specifically that this commission would consider sending to the board, then it would be a votable item. But as it's drafted now, it's not specific enough to satisfy the requirements of the Brown Act.
Okay. I totally didn't understand that. You said, I mean, all of our ad hoc committees have been created based on this. So you've been here more than once, and why wasn't this brought up previously?
Go ahead.
So I guess just for the record, I'm not an attorney, and I will defer to counsel to respond to that because Mr.
Yeah, I was referring my question to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were looking at
me. No, no, no.
This question has not been asked of me. And ultimately, when I review language, I'm looking for the language to meet the requirements of the Brown Act. If this language had some specific item that you were going to discuss and recommend to the board, it would meet the requirements. Here, it's a discussion item, and you would essentially – in the end here, you're saying that you would have commissioners draft the recommendation. That's what you would bring back, and that's when you would vote on it. So you can propose those today, bring them back when they're drafted, and that's when they would become action items.
That's what we've always done.
And that's what I'm asking you to do today.
Okay. So I'm not sure where there's an issue. Is there an issue?
You don't need to vote on them today.
But it says direct two or fewer commissioners to draft the recommendation. So we just do that. We don't have to vote on that, I guess.
That's correct, Chair. You can direct commissioners to draft those items.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I got into the weeds there.
Well, and this is it's worth getting into the weeds to some degree because this is a change based on how this language has been drafted previously. So as Council Larmer said, the direction to the commissioners can come from the commission today, and then the recommendations would come back to the commission to be voted on at that later date.
And that's what we've always done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm getting all confused here. I lost my train of thought. Anyway, I would like to make a recommendation that we have Commissioner Plum and myself look into a records retention recommendation for the ROV's office.
Thank you.
And are you okay with that?
I am. Those are new. She just put them down.
Yeah. So she says she's fine with that, so we will do that and bring that recommendation back. Oh, I know what I wanted to say, or ask of council. So if we have, it's been understood all along that we have two or fewer commissioners on any ad hoc committee so that we are not in violation of the Brown Act. That's been stated at meetings. That's how the wording was. That's why it's two or fewer. So why would the Brown Act even apply if that's how we have been handling it all along?
I don't understand your question. What we talked about today is you sitting as a commission, not you sitting as an ad hoc committee.
Okay. I'll talk to you guys about it later. I'm obviously just confused. Okay. All right. Thanks. So this is a no vote item, so we're not going to take public comment on it. I had two public commenters on this, but we're not going to take public comment. So
Chair.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Since we took public comment on other no vote items, I'd recommend that we take public comment on this particular item too.
No problem.
Thank you.
Okay, Christian. Come on up.
Sorry to be a broken record. I just asked that this commission fully vet for legality any of the actions that you wish to put on the agenda or vote on. And so I think from my point of view, there's been a lapse of responsibility towards legality. And it's been real tenuous on a few occasions. And I'm not an attorney, but we do have audio recordings, and I'm just saying that please work with your attorney to make sure something's legal before you decide to recommend the commission work on it or vote on it. It's really simple.
All right. Thank you. Rick?
So I agree we should send that letter out to the Secretary of State. We should have already done that. Again, we're kicking the can. When are we going to get a response? She's got all these extra weeks that she can wait for the response. I agree with that letter. That needs to be sent out. We should probably ask the Board of Supervisors to fix some of these little things like our wording and our observation rules and guidelines so that even commission members don't get blocked out of being able to see what the process is down there. I find that to be absurd. I think that we should probably fix the – I think we should ask the Board of Supervisors to really seriously fix the rules down there because the public, the ROV, and the commission – they should all go under the same rules. It should be one. And we should be reading the same thing they're reading and you're reading. As simple as that. We've got to get back to simple basics here because mixing this stuff all up the way attorneys do and jumbling it all together to where simple little words matter, that's exactly the process of kicking it down the road. Pads and books, that's exactly what I mean. We need to look at the observation rules and guidelines, and we need to fix those. There should be no more ambiguity where some attorney can pick apart our wording and be able to say, hey, there's two more weeks. There's another month. We're going to kick the can. We've got to stop doing that, okay? Because we're sitting out here watching going, what in the heck is going on? What is our commission able to do if it just keeps getting kicked down the road because of some legality issue that is not even true? We need to go back to pre-COVID, and that needs to also be asked by the board from this commission that we go back to pre-COVID guidelines, which didn't even have all these drop boxes. We don't need these drop boxes. We need to ask them to get rid of them. We don't need all these drop boxes. There's no reason for drop boxes. We need to ask the Board of Supervisors to get rid of them. We don't need to wait. We can ask them to change the pad to books tomorrow morning and vote on it. It seems to me like a simple, easy request to have them do. Put it on their agenda and have them vote on it instead of waiting another month for some stupid little thing like poll pads and books. We've got to start going back to the basics and fixing this wording thing, and that is the rules and observations, because being blocked out of it is exactly why I can't even go down there anymore. I don't think it's right to be blocked out of the process, and I know it's not right, and I feel it when I go down there, and so that's why I don't go down there. They're trying to instigate problems from the public, and this public's not biting. Thank you.
In response to that public comment, I'd just like to say that, you know, in my discussion, and I don't know if Commissioner Plum can say this also, but in my discussion with Mr. Toller, you know, he's willing to work with us. I don't think that, you know, I think some things will change, and I think some things regarding observation will change. He encouraged me anyway that, you know, he understands that people felt that they couldn't properly observe And so he will be looking at all those issues to determine, you know, how to better serve.
That's appreciated. And I'll keep that in my prayers. That's awesome.
All right. With that, meeting is adjourned.